Jen, it's happened again.
What is it?
Just driving in the car. And if you remember, you and all the listeners who've listened to any episode of I Love You But will know that I have a huge grind with other motorists who wave me across the road.
Can you actually do it? Now we have a video of it.
Right. Okay. So you're driving in your car and you stop at a cross section. And rather than after you or no probs, mate, you know, thumbs up and all that, they literally wave you. They wave you across the road. Sometimes there's a little flap of the hand. Sometimes a couple of fingers. This guy today, like if you imagine a cricket match, okay, and someone's just got a four or a wizard who's casting a spell.
Mm-hmm.
He literally went.
Get that one.
Like that. Arrogantly, just he was saying, yes, you may pass my part of the road. It's not your part of the road. It's not your part of the road.
No, you don't own it.
Old man in a car that you look silly in. No, it's not.
What's really wrong?
I'm really hungry. I'm training.
Don't I know it?
And I'm really hungry. I'm going to have a chicken breast and I'll get back to you. Welcome to the show.
Know that there's three reasons why Chris gets terribly frustrated.
Only three, by the way, so no. Apart from that, I'm an absolute ledge.
No, the main three reasons. The main three reasons are A, food.
Hungry.
B, tired.
Bit sleepy. Sleep.
And three, he needs to get his rocks off.
Yes. Absolutely. I'm quite a simple guy with simple needs, and if one of those three things is replete, shall we say, from my life, you can see it.
Replete means the opposite. Replete means if you say I'm replete, it means I'm full, I'm satisfied.
Well, it doesn't mean that. I am not satisfied. Anyway, welcome to the show today. I tell you what...
You were about to do welcome to the show again, weren't you?
I know. I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
Well, you've absolutely been ages at Tesco's.
I tell you why.
You spent half your life there, that's why.
I've just bumped into the painter, Stuart.
You didn't.
I did. We haven't seen this fella.
Oh my God, I love Stuart.
Yeah, I love Stuart.
We need Stuart.
He loves a chat.
He loves a chat, but hang on, we need him to come and paint the house.
I know, I've told him we're going to call him on Monday and he's going to come
around.
I thought
he doesn't paint anymore. I thought he was a monk or something now.
He's a monk?
That's what you told me.
Why would I tell you that our painter is now a monk?
I thought he was doing something else now.
Sometimes.
Alhambra Masmi and all that.
Yes, Alhambra Masmi. Shout out to David G, our meditator there.
I love David G.
Let's get him on the show one day. That would be lovely.
So what's happening with...
Well, the thing with Stuart, which to be honest, could be a bit of an awkward occurrence, is that we're chatting in the supermarket and it's very nice. And the conversation comes to a natural close and I think, oh, this is great. So I go and do that thing, which is shake his hand as if to say, see you later. So you shake his hand and you go, anyway, it's lovely to see you. Mm-hmm. And he'll shake my hand and then he'll go, so, and he'll start another bloody conversation.
You can't get away. It's the subway man all over again from last week.
Do I attract it?
Yes.
Anyway, so people looking on video right now can see that I'm wearing a nice little jumper and Jen's looking like she's auditioning for Cats. Just stand up
Hang
for
on.
A moment. So you're wearing an all-black leotard.
No, I'm wearing leggings and top. It's thermals from M&S. Everyone's got to have them, babes.
And you've got your kind of Elizabeth Shue hairdo on the go.
Oh, thanks. I'll take that.
Yeah, you're looking very nice.
Thanks.
Looking very nice.
I'm auditioning for Cats.
never saw Cats.
I did. Yeah. Saw it in the West End with my parents when I was about 14. That's when I decided I'm going to be a singer. It wasn't, but I did see it in the West End.
That's when I decided I'm going to be a cat.
That's when I decided, meow. Absolutely.
I've never seen any of the top you know, the Andrew Lloyd Webber musicals.
Really?
I skipped all of them.
Really?
And Les Mis and all that jazz.
Les Mis was amazing. I saw Starlight Express, Miss Saigon. You have seen Miss Saigon because we saw Louise do it, your cousin do it.
Yeah, it was like a college production.
It was like a professional production. Yeah, it was amazing. Pretty good.
Okay. So just following on from my initial rant, I think it is down to one of the three Attack of the Crimpies. Which is hunger. And I tell you why hunger is because I'm on a crazy strict ass diet at the moment where, you know, one of those things where you have to put every single milligram of whatever you eat into this app. And if you go over it, it's an incredible amount of shame over your head that you put on yourself. And I'm training.
It's so boring trying to know what macros are.
Yeah,
I still
don't
know. It's still a mystery.
Macro machine.
Anyway.
And so I've been training for a few days, and I'll tell you why. I said a few days. I know it looks like I've been...
well done. Yeah,
it doesn't look like I've been training for a long time, but I have been boozeless and carbless for nearly a whole week.
What do you mean you have?
And you as well.
You never include me in these things.
You jump on the bandwagon. You're not having the training, but you are doing the food.
I don't jump on the bandwagon. I'm supporting you by not eating carbs and alcohol.
Which I'm very grateful for, to be honest.
Yeah, you should be.
I am. So there's no crisps.
And I want to get skinny, obviously.
Everyone knows how much I love crisps.
Yeah,
and
we do.
Red wine.
Yeah.
And both of those things are not in my life at the moment.
I know, but I'm very proud of you because we've got to get through this initial 2 weeks where we've got to be so strict and we've got to be, you know, absolutely on it. And we're big exercises anyway. We're always at the gym, or I'm yoga-ing or running or biking, or, you know, we do strength training. We're big sporty
or
people.
Purring like a cat.
How do you purr like a cat? Arr, no.
It's our cat.
Meow. How do you do cat?
Yeah, meow.
Well, that was rubbish. That was rubbish. Anyway, the point is, the exercise bit isn't a problem for us. Well, isn't a problem for me. He's a bit lazy. I'm always getting my ass in gear. It's the food that we've had to sort out, and that has been a killer this week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a total killer. And now we're recording this on a Friday evening. All I'm thinking about is sitting in front of the cricket and having a bag of nuts, and I can't do it.
I know. And I was at a gathering yesterday with a load of musicians, and the amount of shit they gave me because I was eating, you know, little
chicken sausages
and a boiled egg and little bits of apple and carrot.
Oh, we've become those people.
I hate those people.
Oh, we've become those people.
That line leads us nicely into grinding the gears, mate.
Oh, roll the jingle.
Roll the jingle.
Tell me what's grinding your gears, mate.
I will.
Tell me what's grinding your gears.
Tell me what's grinding your gears, mate.
All right.
Tell us what's grinding your gears.
What, have you got a grind related with that?
Well, no, I mean...
It kind of sounds like we've been grinding the whole way through the show anyway.
Well, that's what I think people quite enjoy hearing that.
Yeah.
But I would say that the grind, that is a grind. Just generally, people that don't eat carbs is really annoying.
To even, you, in
well,
your opinion.
No, but I'm doing it now. I've turned into that person.
Oh, you have.
So what I'm saying is...
But I'm doing it for valid reasons.
No, we're doing it because it's for health reasons, and we're doing it because it's a journey.
I'll tell you why I'm doing it, and there's a little secret to share with everyone, that, as you know, there's a huge strike in Hollywood at the moment, which has put an absolute standstill to any sort of employment, work, or enjoyment on a film or TV set for young Christopher Gere. So... I have decided...
You've probably not heard about this. I mean, he never mentions it or anything.
That when the strike is over and work goes back to normality, I don't want to be that massive guy who literally went, well, I just used my time during the strike to eat crisps.
Because it's like COVID all over again, isn't it? Let's be honest. It's like COVID all over again.
So I'm doing the antithesis of that and training my ass off and not eating crisps, hoping that Marvel, manifesting this, Marvel are going to go, wow, let's make Captain Britain and let's get that guy in.
Excellent.
Henry Cavill. And if he's not available, I'll do it. Why not? Jen, tell us, what's your grind?
Well, we chatted about this the other week and... I forgot about it until today when I was thinking, oh my God, I really, really need to find a grind because I've been quite happy recently. People that offer to take your photograph and then cut your feet off.
Oh, yes.
Bad framers.
That's bad framers, Jen. I'm totally with you.
Bad framers. Like, can you just either take the picture from above the waist in a nice sort of, you know...
Get the feet in.
No, take it from above the waist, landscape or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But if you're taking a portrait, yeah, okay, maybe waist up. But don't do from ankles to head. Like,
that's
just... It just looks like you didn't frame the picture properly.
It is astounding after all the years that we've had, you know, this technology in our pockets to take decent photos, that there's still an amazing amount of people who cannot take a photo.
No, and you're like, all you have to do is point it and look and pay attention to where you're pointing it. But I don't really get it.
Then just following on from last week's...
So disappointing when you get the phone back. Go on.
From last week's Jen getting her name wrong, which loads of people have commented on, which is really funny, actually. When Jen gets names wrong. Yeah. When she does get a name right, and she, as I said, glaringly, obviously tells people that she was right. Yes. She's also very transparent when it comes to taking photos. She'll say... would you mind taking a photo? Would you mind taking a photo? And then this, you know, person who really doesn't want to take a photo goes, yes, okay. So they grab the phone and they take it and they hand it back to you, and you'll look at the photo straight away and you'll go, ah. Oh. Anyway, thanks.
Do I?
Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, your face is just like, well, that's rubbish, isn't it?
Anyway, have you got any grinds?
Well, I think I've been grinding my way all through this episode so far anyway.
Okay,
so.
I've got another one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This has been a long time, and it came up because I saw a repost on my Facebook of a comment. You remember it when Facebook used to be like you would just like write little sentences after your profile name? Like, Jenny Sorden is...
Very tired.
Very tired. So. Yeah. Finished her homework or whatever. Not that I was doing
her homework. I don't think Facebook was around in 1974. Burn.
Anyway, it came up and it was like, I've just been to the gym. Anyway, so this is my grind. People who get on the running machine right next to you when there's 10 in a row and they're all empty.
Ooh, yes, yes.
Space invaders.
Space invaders, I'll give
people
you...
People that sit down next to you on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
There's loads of other seats, but they choose to sit next to you.
Yes, fantastic. I've got another one.
Space invaders.
Along the lines of that,
yeah.
You go into a men's restroom, bathroom, toilet, okay, in a public space. Usually there's 4 or 5 urinals.
Yeah.
So I always go, if all the urinals are free, I'll go far left or far right, okay?
But if none of them are free, would you do the final urinal?
Very good. Right?
Sorry,
What if I go far left and then someone comes in and they make a weird-ass choice to go into number 2 right next to me? Go in number 5.
You might spray on me.
Well, it's just super weird.
And also, I'm going to see your Wills. And I don't want to see that.
No one's looking, are they?
I don't know what goes on in also, a men's toilet.
I'll tell you what goes on in a men's toilet.
I can't imagine women all sitting down next to each other with no partitions and just being able to see each other have a wee. It's really weird.
It's very awkward.
And smell it.
Especially if you know someone, you're kind of having a chat and you're like, oh, hey, good to see you. Right, I can't shake your hand.
That must be so weird.
I can't shake your hand, so I'm not going to do that. I don't want to make eye contact because it's super weird. Because I make eye contact, just the natural trajectory of my eye line will take me down to your Wills, right?
So I'm... And he's got his own trajectory going on.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a really... If you bump into anyone when you're in a public urinal, the best thing to do is just turn away. Just pretend they're not there. Yeah. But say, for example, you go to a public urinal and there's 3 standy-uppy male toilets.
Yeah.
Okay. And someone has occupied... the left urinal and the right urinal, what would you do?
Sorry, I wasn't listening. Say that again.
You weren't listening?
I drifted off for a minute.
Oh my God. Is my toilet chat bothering you?
I was thinking about origin of words.
Oh my God. Anyway, sorry, I'll continue.
So
what
did you say that again? Say that again.
If there's a urinal, if you go into a public toilet, are you listening?
Yes.
Are you paying attention? This is highly informative.
I'm sorry.
If you go into a male toilet in a public space and there's 3 urinals and number 1 and number 3 are occupied.
Yes.
But
what would
really
I do?
You really need to go to the toilet. What do you do?
I tell you what I do. As a man,
yeah.
I would go into the cubicle.
Very good. Sly.
Is that not what you would do?
That's what everyone does.
Is it?
I think, I mean, and please write in. Yes. Don't write in. I mean, crazy, crazy things to write in about.
Just comment below.
oh, that's another grind.
Oh, grind. No. We both thought about something we wanted to say, and then we realised that quite a lot of people...
Loads of people that do it.
Can't do that. Right, so good section of grinding the gears.
Very good. Right, I think we'll we'll end that one.
Tell us what's grinding your gears.
I believe that last week's new jingle has really aroused people's excitement. So I think I'm going to start a new thing where Jen has to write a new jingle every couple of weeks.
Okay.
Why not? Because Why as not? We are leading into the autumnal
season. Look, I have my
microphone
right here.
Very good. People are listening on audio cannot hear that.
Oh, yeah.
See that.
And I've not got my arse in gear yet to get all the videos up on YouTube. So
don't worry about it.
It's probably going to be a while.
Just chill. We're doing this for you guys.
For you.
But at our pace.
This is true.
So I've got a quiz for you today. Mm-hmm. Movie quotes regarding weather.
Brilliant. Okay. Weather what?
Oh my goodness. She's ripe today. So I will do, I don't know, I'll do a movie quote.
Yeah.
But I won't just say it, I'll act it out for you.
Oh my God.
I'd love to perform.
Anyone would think you were an actor or something.
Oh, darling, please let me tread the boards one more time before this strike is over. So
this is what I have to put up with.
I am going to act out in my best impression of that person.
Okay.
The quote from the movie, and you have to tell me what movie it is.
Okay.
Roll the jingle. No, it's not roll the jingle, is it?
No, it's roll the music.
Play the music.
No, you say roll the music or something. I don't know what you say.
Start the quiz
music.
Question one.
Yes.
Which movie is this line from?
Okay.
Destroy all intruders with rain. Acid rain.
I'm going to go for Terminator.
No.
I'm going to go for...
More of a kids movie.
Oh. No idea. Go on.
Transformers.
Oh, God, no. No idea.
Okay. Okay, campers, rise and shine. And don't forget your booties because it's cold outside. Where's that from?
Groundhog Day.
Correct.
I know that one.
Very good. How about this weather, huh? It never rains. Please, Eddie.
Eddie? No.
Huh?
No.
Everyone at home shouting out.
Are they?
Please, Eddie.
Donald Duck?
No. It's Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh.
Next one. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath. That's terrible, actually.
Forrest Gump?
Yeah, but that was awful. I sounded like, oh, hey, everybody wants to be there. Hey, rubber ducky, you're the one.
Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street.
You make bath time so much fun.
That's really good.
Rubber ducky, I want to have fun with you.
And now do you Cliff Richard?
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time so much fun.
Is the tea?
Rubber ducky,
is the tea?
I want to have fun with you, Cliff. Brilliant. Right. Okay. Next one. Well, a little rain never hurt anybody. Yeah, but a lot of rain can kill you.
Hannibal Lecter?
No, Jumanji. Another awful impression. However, quite a good line.
Yeah.
Okay, and last one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody. You are not going to believe this one, but I am standing in the middle of a burger rain.
A burger rain? It rains hamburgers or whatever.
Is there a movie called It Rains Hamburgers?
The one where it rains food from the sky.
Go on.
Cloudy with meatballs and a side of salad or something.
Cloudy with meatballs and a side of salad. Correct. very good. I think you've got two, three.
I don't know. It doesn't matter, does it? I quite enjoy. I just love the fact that you said you were going to come up with a quiz, and somehow you've managed to take it from it's raining a bit outside to all these quotes about rain. I just love it. I think that's brilliant.
Why not? Creative. Because Jen's had a massive go at me because I don't contribute much to the podcast. Well, not a massive go, just a bit of a marital dispute.
Well,
because
not contributing to the podcast would line up with not being here at the beginning of it, I suppose.
Yeah, where was I? I was having bloody beef with traffic people.
Actually, you were being very good husband by going to Tesco's.
Ooh, words.
Why are you saying words?
Because I'm trying to segue into Origin of Words. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Roll the jingle. Jen's Origin of Words. That was inspired, actually, doing that on the jingle, wasn't it?
It was, absolutely.
Because
inspired.
Not all your origin of words are boring.
Shut up, Chris. You're going to like this one anyway, because it's a bit rude.
Ooh, okay. Like a bit of tasty, like a bit naughty.
All right, mate. So today, you were a little bit angry, weren't you? Because you were...
Not angry, on edge, because I was hungry.
What was the other one?
Tired.
And what's another word for tired, Chris?
Another word for tired, knackered.
Very good. Do we know where the word knackered comes from?
I don't. Please inform me.
Well, obviously we know it means tired and we know it's English slang for tired. The verb knacker originally meant to tire, kill or castrate.
Right.
And...
Oh, is that why it's called your knackers?
Yeah. So knackers can be your testicles as well.
Right.
And it was a verb that was derived either from the noun knacker, a tradesman who buys animal carcasses or slaughters
uses. A knacker.
Yeah. A knacker was a guy who would take your old horse and, you know, it would look after the horse, like reshoe it and all that kind of thing. But obviously, if it was worn out, he would put it down.
So he was therefore knackered.
So that's why you would say, for instance, if you were being misogynistic, you might say, that old slag is fit for the knacker's yard.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
That was an example from online. I don't know.
That old slag is what?
Fit for the knacker's yard.
Jeez.
That's a harsh burn, isn't it? That is.
So a man who works with horses that are on their last legs.
Yes.
And a pair of balls.
Yes.
And being tired all means the same thing.
Yeah, I don't think I did that very well.
It's amazing. Yes. It's amazing how words evolve, isn't it?
It's amazing.
You've gone from old slags a bit knackered to...
Actually, I might have been nag, actually, which is slightly better, isn't it?
Brilliant.
Nag's a horse, isn't it? That's probably what it means.
So on that wonderful note, I think we'll leave you for today. As you can tell, if you have seen us in video, that we're in a new location.
Stop talking about the video in case we don't use the video.
Well, Freddie's at the front door. It's his birthday next week, so that's going to be a fun episode because he is going to be in the episode. How about that?
Whoa!
I'm excited. You're excited.
Let's hope I've managed to edit it by then.
Have a lovely autumn. We love you loads. Speak soon. Bye-bye!
Bye-bye. So what would you be in a musical if it wasn't Cats?
Dogs. There
Brilliant.
Isn't one called Dogs, is there?
There's not a musical called Dogs.
I'm going to be in Captain Britain the musical. Okay? That's what I'm getting hence
Have
for.
Have they made a Captain Britain film yet?
No, they haven't. They're waiting right. for me to get ripped.
Did they say that or you're just manifesting?
That's manifesting.
Excellent. What is the superpower?
Oh, it's very charming.
Is that it?
I don't know. I haven't really looked into it.
Oh my God.
I will look into it.
Maybe
he's very charming and he doesn't have a neck.